April marks Dalit History Month. Dalits are the lowest caste in South Asia's caste system. At more than 3,000 years old, the caste hierarchy is one of the oldest forms of social stratification. Historically, the community you're born into in places like India, Pakistan, and Nepal has determined where you work and who you marry. Sonia Paul reports that a new survey finds that caste discrimination is playing out in the United States as well.
The church auditorium in Cambridge, Massachusetts is packed with over 100 people. And Dr. Cornell West is at the podium for a Black Lives Matter solidarity event with Dalits.
That spirit is finding joy in solidarity with magnificent human beings who are struggling for freedom.
He's drawing parallels between the struggles of Black Americans and those of South Asians on the lowest rungs of the caste system. For decades, Dalits and Black Americans have stood side by side while fighting for civil rights.
We will not be crushed, and we will struggle for love and justice, not hatred and revenge, love and justice.
West is here to help announce the results of a survey commissioned by Equality Labs, a South Asian American human rights startup. It includes the experiences of about 1,200 people who volunteered their answers. It found that two-thirds of Dalits surveyed have faced workplace discrimination due to their caste. 41% have experienced discrimination in education because of it. And a quarter of Dalits say they face physical assault, all in the U.S. Tenmori Sundarajan is the executive director of Equality Labs and co-authored the report. She says increased immigration from South Asia, including more and more people from lower castes, fuel this discrimination.
We have people who responded that were in the assembly line for a Campbell soup factory in Central Valley, as well as people who worked for Google and Facebook and the other big tech companies.
And this survey provides data for what many in the community already know. Anytime there's a dominant population of South Asians, whether they're living in Silicon Valley or New Jersey, or working at an office or a restaurant, caste biases emerge. It could be anything from refusing to date or marry someone from a lower caste to being on the receiving end of a casteist slur to being made to sit separately because of your perceived untouchability. It's hard for people to speak up about it or bring it to court. Most Americans don't understand caste dynamics. Anupama Rao is a historian and anthropologist at Barnard College who studies caste. She says for years, many of the so-called model minority of South Asians who have earned the status of being, quote, good immigrants in the U.S., came from upper caste families.
Many of them, once they are upwardly mobile in the United States, tend to be extremely cagey sometimes, but most often, I think, embarrassed to think of themselves as the beneficiaries of caste privilege.
Which means caste discrimination is essentially invisible to many South Asians in America. What makes it even harder to combat is that some lower caste people hide their identity as well. 52% of Dalits surveyed worry about being outed as lower caste. But this issue is polarizing. Suhak Shukla is the executive director of the advocacy group the Hindu American Foundation. She says it's important to get rid of caste prejudice, but that this new survey unfairly essentializes and villainizes Hinduism.
The single most problematic issue with the survey is that it traffics in the most dangerous and false tropes about Hinduism.
As the survey notes, caste first appeared in Hindu scriptures. It now pervades all religions of South Asia. Shukla says that for many second, third, or fourth generation South Asian kids, caste discrimination isn't even on their radar. They're worried about the discrimination they face for being brown in America. Yet others, both Hindu and non-Hindu, see this defense as helping to preserve the caste system itself. Back at the Black Lives Matter event, Tenmori Sundarajan points out the shared experiences of those in the room.
Places like this, where oppressed peoples are starting to build our connections, this is freedom.
While hate crimes against Muslims and South Asians are at their highest level since the year after 9/11, these new data show oppression comes from many places. For NPR News, I'm Sonia Paul in Cambridge.